been feeling some kind of way for a while now. Been feeling more sensitive lately. School has been such a challenge. I am both lonely and overwhelmed at the same time. I have been pent up, overworked, and underappreciated. And to add to that, constantly fucking horny. I was in such a needy state. Sometimes just even getting dressed and feeling that soft material of my panties pressed against my skin could send me off into a tailspin. On some occasions, being always so wet, I could go through more than a few pairs in one day. When I'd move and my nipples would graze against the cups of my bra, I'd be so sensitive that my mind would just wander to that pleasure place of arousal. But then I would get self-conscious that my hard nipples were visible and displaying themselves for all to see.
Don't get me wrong, I love masturbating. It's been a godsend since I felt this way.
Fucking myself 2, 3, 5, sometimes even 7 or 8 times a day when I could.
Soaking my fingers, the chair, the sheets. Maybe I should just quit school and open a laundromat. I guess you could call me the Tide Girl at this point. But that just wasn't enough. Not only was my libido at an all-time high, but I simply could not find satisfaction. Not by way of my fingers, or the pillow, or the little vibrator, or the big vibrator. Not even with that little jeweled metal butt plug my bestie suggested. And believe me, I've tried. I need something. Something real and something raw.
Your question cut through my thoughts. Can I extend a request to run something by you after class? Forcing my mind out of the gutter. I barely heard what you said in the lecture hall. I've been half jotting down notes, my mind too busy thinking about the pile of sheets and underwear I had forgotten in the dryer. My roommate was going to be pissed. Fuck, I need to buy some new underwear. The ones I've got are cute, but not exactly comfortable. Fuck, check my bank balance. Fuck, check my work schedule. Fuck, the other midterm. Fuck. I'm so horny.
Ugh. I felt a foot hit my shin, my classmate. She shrugged at me, signaling my attention to the lecturer. To you. The whole room was quiet. I quickly snapped out of it. It was you.
Very polite and formal, but demanding to see me.
I waited for the large room to empty. Waited for you to about face and walk into the adjoining windowless room. You left the door open, slightly. I spent the last 15 minutes of the class both frightened and intrigued. My mind wanders to my lusting for something. I heard all the torrid stories. Nothing more than fantasies. Most likely contrived by men. Did you read me somehow? Did you really just want to run something by me? Or did you just want to taunt me tease me or just physically be close to me. Maybe you just wanted some spank material. Or better yet, maybe something to think about while you're fucking plowing into her, your wife, later. My mind was racing. I did the best that I could do to briefly freshen up with my tiny mirror, and I adjusted my shoulders. I packed up my bag, stood up straight, and proceeded down the auditorium steps leading to the lectern, which guarded the half-open door to your office. I was already wet. I realized this earlier, pondering my next masturbation session and projecting how it was going to feel having that big dildo pressed inside me between the shower wall and my tight, swollen, needy cunt. I could feel the lace trim of those not-so-comfy panties stretched against me between my ass and the wet spot all teasing me as I descended. My taut, sensitive nipples are absolutely not helping extinguish these feelings. I knocked twice, then entered. The smell of a faint, likely expensive aftershave teased my senses. Your full, well-trimmed beard hiding behind a Starbucks cup. Your blazer on the back of your chair. And my pussy thirsting for you. As usual, you presented yourself as a combination of confident, silly, kind, and serious. I found it so sexy, smoldering. You told me to relax when I entered. I watch you scan my body, place down your cup, and welcome me inside. That's what I wanted. You swallowed, raised your eyebrows, and smiled. I swallowed. I sat before you, my king, while I imagined the same scenario, sans my chair, instead on my knees, with your cock pressed just under my nose. My clit was tingling and completely swollen. My hot pussy dripping into my barely absorbent panties as you very matter-of-factly tore through an oral burned-down chart of my grades this semester. I'm sitting on your lap. Your fingers are deep inside me, expertly curled, my body convulsing as your breath warms my neck. Your hands trailing up and down my torso, your cock pressed against me through your slacks, as your good girl, your very, very good girl, squirms against your now drenched fingers. Your other hand, having fashioned my hair into a ponytail, serving as your own hand support, pulls my head backwards like a puppeteer. I want to explode. Several small orgasms orchestrated in unison to your fingers melodically pinching and pressing against my swollen clit. I wait patiently for you to derobe me with vengeance, casting aside the need to remove my soaked panties, but instead just pulling them to the side. You press my upper body against the large wooden tabletop and take me as I'm still convulsing, lost in this magical ecstasy.
enforcing your good girls' heels apart. One hand binding my wrists against my smooth lower back, the other guiding your thick, pulsating manhood. First up against me, then inside me. I can simultaneously feel and hear the spa plop as your head descends and disappears inside my soft, tight, lustful little wet hole. You, fully aware of your power over me, impose long, deep thrusts over and over as I squirm and press against you. Our succulent moans building to another crescendo. Then again, 1, 3, 4. I am overwhelmed. The edge of the desk pressed against my thigh, hurting so good from one side. You, hurting so good from the other. As you ask rhetorically, so, what are we going to do about these grades? I wonder if you knew how much laundry I have to do on a regular basis because of you, Professor.